GPRA 2 has added a new dimension to managing and measuring performance at your agency. Peter Grace is one of the people who's dealing with the changes. He's director of the Office of Strategic Planning and Management at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And appreciate you being on with me today, Peter. Thanks for coming on.
Sure. Glad to be here.
What have you had to do differently or had to do more of or maybe less of with the GPRA Modernization Act in place?
Well, I think for us at HUD, the Act has actually validated a lot of the things that we were doing or starting to do. Secretary Sean Donovan believes in sort of the importance of data and strong performance management. So we had actually already begun sort of doing a lot of these things, setting up these quarterly reviews, beginning to really focus on the data, not just to see if we're making our goals, but to really try and understand whether or not, there were issues that were preventing us from achieving the goals.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the things we had already started to doing. It was a little bit of a validation for us, I think.
The changes that GPRA 2 brought were mostly along the lines of the actual measurement and not as much the actual the performance themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about exactly what you're looking at when you're trying to set performance measures.
Right. Well, I mean, I think for us and this started with a priority goal exercise that was driven by OMB a year and a half ago. You know, the guidance was a budget-neutral exercise where we set these goals, and we at HUD sort of focused on really what our policy priorities were, but really with an aim towards thinking beyond the budget. So let me give you an example. We have a goal that's focused on assisting families through our rental housing programs. We manage and fund public housing across the country. It wasn't really about building more public housing units. It was looking at the existing stock of housing units, figuring out where we had vacancy rates that were higher than normal. So how do we get folks in those units that were sitting vacant? Do those units need rehab work? Can we direct capital funds to ensure that that those units were brought up to specification so that someone could occupy it? Similarly, I think with our Section 8 voucher program, are we using 100% of the vouchers? If not, what can we do to increase that utilization? So it was very much about sort of focusing on the outcomes, in this case serving additional families, but not through getting more money, not through bigger budgets, but really through sort of smarter ways of managing, and in this case, you know, public housing, I think it was a great example of that.
Let's talk about the money element of this a little bit, because I think a lot of people assume that one of the points of driving performance is to try to save money, and that's fair. I think something that a lot of people also assume is that the efforts to drive it don't cost anything, and that's not necessarily the case. So talk about the sensitivity that you had to pay to the budget neutral part of it that you've mentioned a couple of times.
Right. No, I think that is a good point. I think clearly there's sort of time and resources required just to improve the performance aspect of this. I think for us at HUD, we have really tried to use these sort of performance dialogues, as we call them, our HUDSTAT process, to really use it as a way to channel the resources around IT, the staff resources where we have discretion, to channel those resources to these particular priorities, which is really what I think the intent of this is all about. So I think the budget neutral guidance was at a programmatic level, meaning we're not going to grow these programs significantly, but you're right, how do we invest in IT, in capacity building and technical assistance amongst our grantees so that we're getting more for the capital investments and assets that we have out there?
Do some of the other folks in the agency who aren't embedded in the IT shop, are they finally starting to concede that since IT is so interwoven into everything that agencies do, that those folks need to be involved in all of the conversations that go on when it comes to performance too?
Absolutely. I think one of the things that we made sure happened when we set up our HUDSTAT meetings was You have the program people who obviously know what's happening in the delivery of the programs, obviously know where the IT deficiencies are, but we also have our CIO who sits in those meetings and some of his key staff people, so that there's greater alignment. You know, this is the classic disconnect between the business and IT, greater alignment between the needs of the programs and what's happening in the IT shop. So it goes a little bit both ways, greater, you know, CIO investment in understanding the business, but I think to your point, you know, greater involvement and ownership on the part of the programs of the business in making sure that there's accountability around the IT investment and the delivery.
Peter, thanks for being on to talk about this. With the heavy emphasis the administration has on it, it's always good to hear how agencies are meeting these initiatives. I appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Peter Grace is Director of the Office of Strategic Planning and Management at HUD. You can hear my conversation with him at